Thank you so much for pressing play. On this podcast, I'm going to talk about limiting beliefs. My name is Kim Kardisha, and I am so excited to share this with you because it can make a huge difference in what you're experiencing with your horse or what you're experiencing with your life, too. I love teaching about what I call inner journey horsemanship, working with our horses, living our lives, because it all starts from the inside. How do we know if we have a limiting belief? The biggest giveaway is not being able to get what we want. It could be a physical goal that it just seems we can't reach. It might be something that has more to do with the quality of our journey, which is the most important, really. The journey, that's really what life is all about. Anytime that we're experiencing something that we wish were different, a limiting belief is probably at work behind the scenes, or that culprit underneath in the foundation that is steering the ship. Because whatever is in that foundation, our subconscious mind, that is going to produce our thoughts. And last time we talked about the power of those thoughts. So this is basically the next step in adjusting our mindset or our internal landscape to get more of what we want in our lives, as the thoughts we think over and over again create these beliefs. And then these beliefs end up shaping our reality or our external world. Here's my little disclaimer, my urge to remember something. I believe so strongly in this, I might say it more than once. Remember to grant yourself the grace of a learning curve as you embark on this journey of discovery, because it will be a journey. There will be lots to sort through as you go. And as long as we don't get caught up in judging our pace or our level of progress, you know, if we start swimming in somebody else's lane rather than our own, or I like to say thoroughbred style, run your own race. As long as we take this step by step and give ourselves the grace of a learning curve, it can be an enjoyable journey. Sometimes it can be a quick process. Other times, when we're adjusting our internal landscape, it can be a slower, deliberate practice. Really, practice is a key word. The more we do something, the better we get. We just have to choose carefully what it is we're practicing. Remember, too, most importantly, we get to put our own personal spin on things. So we develop ways that work best for us. And as you're going through learning something new, it will take some time to figure out what really speaks to your heart, your mind, and works best. So the grace of a learning curve. remember when you learn to walk, maybe, or maybe you've seen somebody else learn how to walk, obviously baby or toddler. Most likely you didn't just, you know, start running right away. It was a process, and you didn't quit, and you kept going. And chances are you persevered and eventually learned a new skill pretty well. So remember that as you're embarking on some of these inner journey methods or inner journey concepts. All right, so our negative or limiting beliefs, they will sometimes seep out in our language. Being a little more aware of our self-talk will alert us to how our experience is being shaped. Be on the lookout for absolutes. If there's an always or a never in what we're telling ourselves, there's a darn good chance that there's a limiting belief following. I always screw things up, or I never get it right. I never have enough time. These are some examples of, you know, what we can be telling ourselves without even fully being aware that it's impacting our external reality. So we're just asking right now to open up and be aware of some of the language of things. Keep in mind, some of these beliefs will be huge and others will just be a little inconvenient. The beauty is that we are offered the chance to choose a different thought, and through a little repetition, we can create something we like better. Once we discover one of these thoughts that keep creeping out from the nest of a limiting belief, we have the power to redesign and essentially reprogram the belief. We get to disrupt the hold that it has and put something better in. And again, remember consistency in practice. So I'll give you an example that surfaced for me on my journey. It has to do with horses indirectly, but I think it paints a pretty good picture. One of the reasons I love teaching other people about these internal workings is because I've dealt with so many. I'm pretty good at recognizing them. And, well, a lot of them, there'll be stories for a different day, so I don't distract myself. But I don't mind sharing my own journey if it helps someone else. It really helps me to be able to recognize them in somebody else because I lived through so many of them. So I'm really on guard these days for people that are limiting their life experience or not being able to reach their goals because, so to speak, they're dimming their light. So just a forewarning, I'm on the lookout for that. Here's the issue that I recognized in my own self. From almost the time that I was granted the privilege to be around horses as a teenager, I heard over and over again that I should never make my career center around horses because I wouldn't make enough money to support myself. And, you know, that was about the time that I was entering into high school where you have to have your whole life figured out. And so under that pressure, I steered clear of taking on a career path that involves horses. As an aside, I'm not sorry that happened because I did get some great education and experiences as a physical education teacher. I did that for about 10 years. And so I am grateful for the direction I took. It helped me understand more about the workings. I really love biomechanics, so the working of a human body and how to teach, which combines perfectly for some of the work that I love to do now. I just got there indirectly because of what I was hearing and believing, and it sunk down into my subconscious and steered my choices. So anyway, years later, when my life path led me back to teaching riding lessons, which led me to where I am now, another tangent story, I dug up and recognized that I had a tape playing that was shouting to me about how hard or impossible what I was trying to do would be, how much I was going to have to struggle. And from that framework, my thoughts and actions really weren't producing the results I would like to have seen as I was starting and growing a business. So obviously that needed to be reprogrammed. This particular belief wasn't really seeping out in my everyday self-talk, but I knew it was there. And when I opened up this awareness, my subconscious kind of spit it out to me. And if you listen to the podcast that we did last time, it talked about our subconscious being goal-driven. It reaches for things. It can't refuse a goal. An example, if you've ever, you know, when you're trying to think of a word or somebody's name, something like that, and you're focusing so hard on it, your conscious mind is grappling, really trying to figure that out, and you can't do it. later on, you're driving somewhere, you're in the shower, your conscious mind relaxes a little bit, and that's when your subconscious spits out that name or that piece that you couldn't remember before. But when the conscious mind relaxes a little bit, the subconscious rises to the occasion. So what we want to do is harness the power of this so that it works for us to get more of what we want in our lives. Okay, so back to my limiting belief. I knew it was in there and I wanted to reprogram it. Having a next best thought to repeat to myself, like a mantra, I knew that would be an effective way to redesign the belief. I knew I had to make it believable because emotions really pull these things down into our subconscious. It magnifies the thought, I don't even know, exponentially. You don't have to put a number to it. It makes it much bigger, much more impactful. At that time, I couldn't necessarily say, oh, I have a multi-million dollar business, because, you know, I could look at the clients that I didn't have, the bills that I had coming in, and my emotions wouldn't be able to hook on to and match or come into alignment with that affirmation or that new thought that I wanted to think. So there wouldn't be any power to it, and in fact, it could actually end up reinforcing that limiting belief that I had, because, you know, inside I'd be going, well, not really. I like to call that not really-ness. So the not really-ness would take away any of the power of helping me achieve the new program that I wanted to live by, and I might end up reinforcing that old one. So picking something, a thought to think over and over again to reprogram your subconscious, we have to be able to fully believe that, to bring our emotions into alignment with it, and then it will be effective in programming our subconscious. So I chose to remind myself daily that I was learning lots about how to be a business person, and it showed in being able to reach more clients. I could believe in that. I could take stock in it. So I repeated that quite often, and it shifted things for me. So that's my real world specific example. In the work that I do with others to help them gain confidence, I found that we can't overreach our beliefs. Checking in with them is always worth time and effort, because that is the starting place, figuring out how to convince ourselves that things can be different. It can be very helpful to make sure that you're in a optimistic, hopeful, or bright mindset when you're working to reprogram your subconscious. Because when we think a thought, kind of like follows like. So we can go on a trail, and once we start thinking one thought that's hopeful or positive, it will be able to create others. And then when our emotions really line up, remember, that's when we can deeply program our subconscious. So if you need a little bit of inspiration or help to think a positive thought or see a cool horse picture, come to our Hidden Promise Facebook page. I put up a post every morning with a little bit of inspiration, usually with a horse picture, sometimes with a farm picture, that hopefully can help you move into an I can type of mindset. Also, you can come to our website, confidencethroughconnection.com. And from there, you can send an email if you'd like some support on a journey of reprogramming your subconscious, because it can be so effective and it really can be fun if you have the right resources, right support, and right belief. So Thank you so much for listening, and enjoy the rest of your day.